Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own, but hopefully with a big pile of stuff to play at you that you'll hopefully enjoy as well. I opened the show there with the classic Faderhead track, TZDV, from FH3. I think that's a point where Faderhead was making out some absolutely great stomping tunes, and you can't beat that for a dance floor track, even though there's no denying it's got to be very tongue-in-cheek, but fantastic. I love music where there's got to be a little bit of fun taken in it. It can't all be too serious, can it? Right, tonight's show, well, like I say, it'll be a mixture of music, and I'll give you some news and stuff and things about events somewhere in the middle of the show, like usual. But it's usually about the music, and that's not going to change tonight. And I'm going to play you now a band that I pretty much discovered at a recent flock. I can't remember if it was a month or 2 months ago, but it was a lot of fun. They were a stunningly good live band. This is Cold in Berlin with Total Fear.
Make up.
That was the that was a trio of really damn fine bands, to be honest, all with a kind of post-punky kind of tinge to them as well. We had the awesome Berlin Black with Burn It Down from their Burn It Down. I'm going to call it a mini album. I think they call it an album. It's quite a short album if it is. It's only 7 or 8 tracks, but it's their first release and it's stunning, really, for a first release. Good stuff from them, and hopefully more stuff in the future soon. Before that, we had Ulterior with Sister Speed from Wild in Wildlife. I believe they've got a new release on its cusp of being released soon. I'm not quite sure of the details of that one, but I'll let you know when I hear about it. Before that, we had Cold in Berlin, a band I've only just discovered from their live gig at Flock a couple of months ago, with a track called Total Fear from their album Give Me Walls. And absolutely great stuff from them now. I discovered afterwards, if I'd have been adventurous and wandered around the different venues a bit more at last year's Deviate Fest, there's a good chance I'd have seen them, because they were playing next door in another of the Deviate Fest venues to the venue I was in. So that was quite a shame that I missed them early on. But I think partly because of that, some of my friends saw them and said, look, you should get down to the Flock and see them when they play, because they're good. And they were. So very good stuff from them as well. Right, I think it's time to do the news. A bit of news about releases. Now, unfortunately, there's a couple of releases that have just come out that I've not actually got my hands on yet. We have the Mind in a Box Revelations Club Mix EP that was released a week or so ago, and I haven't actually got in my hands yet. I will be playing stuff off of that when I do get it. Similarly, the first Stromkern release in probably about 6 years came out about a week or so ago. And again, I haven't quite got that. I think these things are just shipping. They're in the post somewhere, and I will play stuff to you when we get hold of them. So there is that. What else? Oh, I might as well... talking about releases, there's a Faderhead album, a new release from Faderhead, that's also available to stream online, so you can check it out before actually buying it. That's on faderhead.com. Again, I've not quite listened to that yet. I seem to have been slacking recently, to be honest. I've not got my purchases. I've not got that listened to. But yes, if you're a fan of Faderhead, check that out, faderhead.com, and you should be able to listen to the forthcoming album. Other pieces of news are, it's well worth listing new bands announced for Infest. Now, I know it's way off the other end of the year in August, but the announcements of bands are still sneaking out, and we have new bands announced are A Split Second, Geistform, and the almighty KMFDM. I think a lot of my friends are very, very excited about KMFDM being announced for Infest. I believe we've got 3 more bands left to be announced, so anyone's guess who they could be. I know I've got my fingers crossed for a certain couple of artists, but I've no idea if that'll happen. I've got no inside information, unfortunately, as well, so I can't even give you a clue. You'll just have to find out when I do, if you're sat checking the same websites as me, or if not, I will let you know when I find out. Other bands that we already know for Infest, I'll round this up just so we've got a full picture. We have The Clinic, Necrofacility, Solitary Experiments, Vinterkälte, Dirty K, Space Boy, System FX, Blitz Machine, Tenek, and Suno. No idea who the other three could be, but fingers crossed we'll get some absolutely stormers in there. That will be great to fill out our bank holiday weekend with that kind of stuff. Talking about lists of bands for a festival, we have this coming weekend. I'll go through the gigs and clubs and events after a few more songs, but there is a Resistance Festival on the horizon, and the bands announced for that so far are looking very, very, very good indeed. We have Be My Enemy, Detroit Diesel, ESA, FGSC 820, Frozen Plasma, Grendel, Icon of Call, Nakmar, Memmaker, Mind in a Box, Soman, Straftan, Surgeon, Ultraviolence and Waste. Now, there's a couple of bands in there that aren't my favourites, but the majority of that stuff is brilliant. I think there's like one band in there that I've not heard of or heard stuff by. Most of the bands I own stuff by and really enjoy. It is a storming lineup. I think even people who don't know that many of bands out of that selection, it's, well, you haven't been listening to this show because I've played half of that list easily in the last few months. But otherwise, I think you'll be highly surprised at the quality of a lot of those bands. Even the bands further up the list, the ones who were going to be on earlier, they're still just storming bands. I think that happened with the first Resistance Festival last year, with bands like the Gothicals and Caustic, who were higher up the list, but just played storming sets, and you didn't find too much time to nip out for food and things, because there was always a good band on. Oh, well, that's quite a list. I will go through the gigs and club stuff after a couple more tracks, but now I'm going to continue with some KMFDM. Here's Drug Against War.
Bomb the living bejeepers out of those forces.
Kill.
You heard there, Be My Enemy with I Set to Kill, which is from the Shot by Both Sides EP, which I've had for a while now, but I've just discovered is still a free download from vampirefreaks.com. So you go to Vampire Freaks, go to their music store bit and search for Be My Enemy, and you'll find it's like a normal music store where you can buy tracks and download them as MP3s, but some are set to 0p. And these are just free giveaways to promote Vampire Freaks and to promote the band. And that track isn't on the Be My Enemy album. It's a whole single that's free stuff. You just go there and legally download. You're not breaking any copyrights. They are officially giving you that for free. So if you do like Be My Enemy, or just want to check out a couple more tracks, because I think there's two more tracks and a remix on that EP, go over to vampirefreaks.com, search for Be My Enemy, and then you can get that for free. Also, before that, I played KMFDM with Drug Against War from Angst, which it's a storming band that we're going to be seeing, hopefully, at Infest later in the year, which should be good stuff. KMFDM at Infest, that's going to shake the place up quite a lot. Now, time for news, gigs, clubs, and stuff. I've done the news bit, now it's gigs, clubs and stuff, which is this week, I think this Friday. Is it this Friday? No, next Friday. I don't think we've got much on this weekend. It's kind of this lully weekend going on. So Friday the 30th of March, we have Carpe Noctem at the Gasworks in Bradford. This is a live gig with a bit of DJing afterwards. So we have The Last Cry and Berlin Black and... Well, let's try this again, but spoken correctly, shall I? The Last Cry, supported by Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey and Distorted Pictures. That runs from 8:30 till late. I believe the band start at 9 p.m. It's free entry. Free entry to both the Gasworks bar and the gig that's in the cellar part of the Gasworks. More information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. So there you go, you're getting live bands for free. And I believe then there's the normal Carpe Noctem DJing afterwards. So if you want some kind of gothy, punky, alternative-y stuff in the Carpe Noctem style-y, hang around there. It'll all happen. Following week, we have the massive Resistance Festival over at the Corporation in Sheffield, of which I've mentioned before, and I won't go into too much detail, but if you need any more details about that, I've listed all the bands. Go to the Corporation website, which is corporation.org.uk, I believe. Also, on Saturday the 7th of April, we have The Flock over at the Library Pub in Leeds, so you've got quite a choice. Now, this Flock Live event is also the Zeitgeist Zero Blackout EP launch party. So you get Zeitgeist Zero playing live, you get support from Alice Moving Under Skies. That's from 8 till 10, the gig part of it, and that costs £4 in advance and includes entry to the following club night. Now, the club night starts at 10. If you're already there for the gig, you're still in for the club night, you'd have to pay more. But if you're only going for the club night, that costs £4 in before midnight. I think the price goes up a little bit afterwards. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net or the Facebook event. Just search for Flock at Leeds, at the library in Leeds. And the Zeitgeist Zero guys have been lovely, absolutely lovely to me, and provided me with a promotional copy of that EP, so I'll be playing you a track off that. They've got a video to track off that EP called When the Lights Go Down, of which is on YouTube. So if you want to hear that or see the video, they've produced very well. It's on YouTube, so go to YouTube and search for Zeitgeist Zero and you're bound to find it. The following day, Sunday the 8th of April, not only is it still the Resistance Festival over in Sheffield, it is also the Lucifer Lounge over in Leeds at Santiago's. This is a free entry once a month night. There's been a couple so far and they've been going quite well. It runs from 7 p.m. till late, and search for Lucifer Lounge on Facebook if you want more information. Ooh, what else have we got? Oh, and later on in April, there's, as usual, on the third Saturday of every month, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That's Saturday the 21st of April, I believe this one lands on. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two rooms. It's got the main room, which is kind of goth, rock, cheese. A bit of everything goes on in there. Everything with an dark alternative slant to it. And then you've got the Mutate Room, which is more electronic, hard dance, industrial stuff. The entry is £5, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. So great stuff there. But like I said a few moments ago, let's play you some Zeitgeist Zero. I think I've got it queued up. Yes, I have. All right. This is When the Lights Go Down from their forthcoming Blackout EP.
I'm a bad influence. letters play bun. Letters play bun.
Had their Surgeon with Pressure. That was from their Hit the Nerve EP, which is available as a digital download from Deathwatch Asia, I believe. I seem to remember that's where I got it from. I seem to remember it was a ridiculously cheap as well. It was like about £1 or £1.20 for a four-track EP, so well worth getting hold of. And that Pressure track doesn't appear to be on their album as well. So if you've got their album and you're kind of one of these completist people, that's looks like the only place to get hold of that. Before that, we had Einstein Funk with the classic Pong. Somehow that track will always put a grin on my face. I don't know why. I grew up with 8-bit computers. I just love the amount of fun they have when you watch the video. It's just a ridiculously silly song, but well-made, and just that's the essence of music. It makes you smile. That's just a fun song. That's awesome. And before that, we had the fantastic Zeitgeist Zero with When the Lights Go Down from their forthcoming Blackout EP, which is well worth getting your hands on when it comes available. You can get it from the Launch Party, or presumably one of the many other retailers who will have it at some point. But yes, that I've discovered that track is quite the earworm, and after listening to it only a couple of times, I found myself, you know, humming it in the shower and things like that. But it's also got a very good video as well, so if you jump onto YouTube and have a listen to it and watch it on there, that's well worth checking out, because, you know, these bands put effort into videos, which technically they don't have to do. That videos are very not really used for promotion these days, so when a band goes to this effort, it's well worth checking out what they're doing, and they seem quite talented at that as well. Right, I think it's time to continue with the tunes to see what else I can fit into this show. I think I'm going to try and pop up a track by Vomito Negro. This is a band I saw a couple of years ago at Kinetic, and this is well worth checking out. It's called Feel the Heat. Or I thought it was. Maybe it's over here.
This will know factories known as the Minions tell us lies, cheat and creep in their own minds.
You heard there... Oh, I faded that out slightly, a little bit too quickly there. You heard there Vomito Negro with Feel the Heat, the 2K10 remake from the Kinetic Festival Volume 3 compilation. And I'd just like to say thank you for listening. You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I will be back in a fortnight's time with a show the Thursday before the... Resistance Festival in Sheffield. I'll be all very excited, and I'll give you the latest news about whatever's happening with that, along with lots of other things. And hopefully by then I will have in my hands the Mind in a Box Revelations Club Mix EP and also the Stronger and Dead Letters CD as well. So hopefully I'll have both of those ready to play stuff at you with them from, and maybe some other things. Depends what else I can get my hands on in the meantime. But tonight I'm going to leave you with a track from a band playing Resistance Festival, Grendel. This is a track called Void Malign from their Harsh Generation album. Enjoy. I will be back in a fortnight. Good night.